We move to Africa now, and a child bride in northern Nigeria has admitted killing her husband just a week after she was married and says she was forced to marry a 35-year-old, and she apparently put rat poison in the food they were sharing at a family dinner.
I spoke with the spokesperson of Northern Nigeria. Actually, 14 people ate the meal, 4 people died, and 10 people are now hospitalized. The young bride confessed that she did carry out the act by putting in rat poison into the food. And she said that she didn't love the man. She was forced into that marriage and decided to do what she did.
What could happen to her now that she's admitted killing her husband and other family members?
They said she has confessed, and they would charge her to court, and she will be charged with murder.
Are there juvenile detention centres for under-18s charged with crimes in Nigeria?
Well, officially there are, but functionally you don't find them. And there are no juvenile courts, but there are juvenile detention centres. These things are official, but there are very few in some parts of the country, not everywhere. But I know that things like this, when young people are being accused of or found guilty of doing something, they are held in a detention camp until they attain adulthood before they would be transferred to the prison.
The Global Chemical Weapons Watchdog says time is quickly running out for Syria to hand over its poisonous gas stocks before a deadline at the end of the month. The agency says it's received just over half of the 1,200 tonnes of chemical armaments which were declared by Damascus. Many of these will be destroyed on board an American ship which has been specially adapted for the task. Our security correspondent is Frank Gardner, and he was given access to the ship in southern Spain.
We receive the Syrian chemicals.
No country wanted to take Syria's toxic stocks of mustard gas and chemical precursors, but time is running out. Under a UN-approved deal, Syria is supposed to have handed over all its dangerous chemicals by April the 27th, but nearly half of them are still inside the country. The spokesman for the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, Michael Lujan, says everything is now up to the authorities in Damascus.